How are things going for you? No, really, I want you to really dig deep and feel this question right here, right now. How are things going for you? If you're hesitating answering that question because you're not really sure, it is time for you to take a closer look inside and to really connect to what your soul and your heart is saying to you. And I can promise you there's a piece of you that is being asked to let go of the old version of you and the old ways. And there's a part of you that sees the future, understands, and knows that you're trying to connect to a better version. So I invite you to stay tuned for the 5 reasons you should give yourself permission for a fresh start so that you can shift beyond any dissatisfaction, any unsettledness, any unhappiness, and move into the belief system of that you can trust this process, you can trust yourself, and you can trust this journey as you move beyond the limitations into the next version of you. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. Before we get started on the 5 reasons you should give yourself permission for a fresh start, I'd like to invite you to get plugged into my Restart Guidebook and join my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge in the link below. And for those of you that voted for the Twin Flame Ascension Oracle card deck, I want to thank you so much for your vote. It has won finalist for the cover award, and we will go to Denver in June, on June 11th, to an awards banquet to determine if it won a gold, bronze, or silver award. As well as potentially the People's Choice Award. So the first reason you should give yourself a fresh start is because you are not a failure. While things can be going wrong or things don't feel like they're going right, it isn't really about the right or the wrong. It's about the fact that you're growing in the process, that everything is divinely orchestrated and that you have co-created the experiences for you to be able to see within yourself what it is you need to do, be, and have, and to find the growth in your ability to accepting and allowing yourself to have the things that maybe you're calling in. And you have to go through certain things that is bringing up fears. And in this timeline that we're in right now, it's really purging a lot of deep fears. I've been experiencing this myself. And it's, again, not really repeating the past at all. It's literally another layer to a deeper level of all of the things that is blocking me from going to the next level. So it's not about failing, even in this moment, as to why we're not where we think we need to be or why we feel like we're spinning wheels. It's literally the opportunity for us to pause and to find power in this pause so that we can know that it's not about chasing anything. It's not about attaching to anything. It's allowing what it is from our highest state to evolve inside of us, to crystallize inside of us, to materialize in our world. And that takes time for the external reality to catch up to the internal vibration. And the key in this is you're perfectly going along this journey successfully, whether you realize it or not. You are in the right place at the right time. And while it might feel like things are failing or limiting or not going where you think they should be, you're exactly where you need to be. The second reason you should give yourself a fresh start is because in this journey, everything feels like it is dragging. Things feel slow. They feel like, for me, I know sometimes it feels like I'm moving through molasses energetically because I can see beyond the veil, the illusion of the limitations, and I know where I want to be or where I should be. But to fully break through that veil, and I say veil because it's so thin as to how close we are to achieving those things that we came here to achieve or experience. And it feels slow. While everything on the outside is moving so fast and you can't even really keep up, and the energy and the vibration just right now to me feels like it's about to spin me off the axis as to how fast things are shifting me through that quantum leap. Inside, it feels a little bit like things have slowed down. Like I can't get it all done. I can't get everything done that I would normally do. I feel like that, you know, while on one end, it's like I actually am getting more done at the pace that I used to do things or the way I used to do things. It feels like I'm doing them slow and that everything is dragging and I feel like things are in slow motion. And every day, you know, it comes to this place of looking at what are we thinking? Are we standing still in the midst of this molasses? Or are we choosing to pause in it, like not resist it, I should say, or like push into that feeling of this energetic drag? And I want you to know that drag is literally the goal with that is to stop pushing and then you will flow right through it easily. But this is like a lot of us are hitting some really, really deep lessons. And these lessons are so deep that it feels like it could be literally like these breakdown moments. But in those breakdown moments, they all lead to a breakthrough because that's how deep this stuff is. And so to move forward in this, we have to realize that we need to move forward in the new way by inches and inches and inches that are going to add up, not miles at a time, which is what we technically are used to. Now, on the flip side of that, things are happening so fast that it's like putting us in a position to be somewhere we want to be. And then our bodies are trying to catch up to it. Our brain, our thoughts, our energy is like, is this really happening? And that is also feeling this sense of imbalance and throwing off the physical being because the physical being is like trying to catch up energetically to that frequency and that vibration. And it can be like this kind of battle going back and forth between those and to learning how to surrender into the flow of both sides of what I'm talking about. The inner stillness, the slowness, the standing still, the knowing that moving forward inch by inch is perfect, while at the same time, everything's sucking us into that and we're maybe holding on or resisting that. And so I invite you to do this. I invite you to right now, pause this video and take a look at what is no longer serving you in your life. What is holding you back? And how, most importantly, are you holding yourself back? So a third reason you should give yourself permission to start fresh is to take a look inside and ask yourself, when was the last time I fed into an impulse? When was the last time I fed into an impulse? We all get these desires that might seem weird, off the charts, or beyond what we could imagine. And that doing certain things that we feel versus what our reality looks like sometimes doesn't make any sense at all. But to remember that we are energetic beings and that we should become enthusiastic about the choices we're making and about our future. And right now, so many people are pausing and hesitating about their future because they don't know what it is. And even if they do know what it is, they don't know how to really, like I said, step into it or embody it. But what if we took and we changed our process and our program and we decided that we were going to choose through our perception, through that impulse and feed it in a way that we become energetic and enthusiastic and we change the perception of the situation or what it is we want to engage our time in and involve ourselves in to a way that we choose to be enthusiastic versus the dread and the fear and the custom programs we've created over the last few years that, you know, it's time to like have some fun. It's time to get excited about the future. It's time to give yourself to move forward. And that requires change. And the change is what you're fearing. And so I ask you, invite you, give yourself permission to change by giving yourself permission to feed into your impulses of the desires that will bring you enthusiastic love and peace and serenity and happiness and joy. Because that is what this new earth is all about. We no longer have to focus on the limitations. So the fourth reason you should consider giving yourself a fresh start is if you're feeling anxious most of the time. Anxiety is really just worry that's turned inward and you have suppressed the sense of stimulation and fear of your external reality in a sense that the internal state is not in alignment with the external vibration of what's going on around you. There's a sense that you may be losing something. There's a sense that what happens to outcomes or something more painful again, or repeat the patterns or the programs. And And we've been through so much, there has been a subconscious programming in the fear of cycles running into these loops that just keep repeating loop after loop after loop. And so one of the things in this, because it's added so much stress to our internal state, which could be external stress in our life manifesting in a sense that we're staying stuck because we're not taking the action we need to step into the quantum level, the highest version, partly because we maybe don't believe in ourselves or we don't trust the process or we don't really truly have the faith enough to come into this surrendered state that all that exists in this universe is a sense of the ability to be abundantly blessed in a way that there is no lack and there is no limitation. And we place so much stress on ourselves based on what's going around in these external circumstances from, you know, the twin flame journey, relationships, twin flame, the clearing the parents programs that we've taken on. And we put too little emphasis on the internal state and the possibility, the excitability of what if it really is a new way? What if we can take similar actions or similar processes or go through things in a way that this time they're not going to turn out the way they did before? You know, I've been going through something really similar to this that has put me in a state of how many times I've lost things in the past. And I could see very clearly at some of the actions that I'm taking and things I need to participate in, that they're mirroring back to me in a way that says, are you going to stay limited because your past is going to define your future based on the experiences or the outcomes you had before? Are you going to allow those outcomes from before to repeat in your future? And, you know, for me, it was really clear that if I didn't really face some deep fears in that and get involved in some particular opportunities that could be very rewarding in my life and create life-changing results that I've been talking about and, you know, speaking and sharing and believing and teaching, it was very clear if I didn't take some of those actions and face some of those fears, I'd be stuck in the limitations. So really look deep inside yourself and ask yourself, what needs to be resolved inside of you that will help you feel more relaxed, that will help you become more confident in the future, in the desires. And speaking of desire, that is one of the key things right here that is so important for you to step into that future and not feel anxious about it. Because anxiety is really just the unknown of you not being clear and being afraid of the outcome. So if you get clear on what you want, and you realize that you're the creator and that you have the power and that you have the potential inside of you to make the choices and take the actions that it takes to create the reality that you want and what you want your future to be, and you move towards that with an inner state of confidence that's steadfast and that you take courageous actions that put you in the position of living at your fullest potential and your greatest vibration, and you step forward in that in true confidence and belief, you're going to create your own reality. You're going to create your own future. But you have to know what it is you desire, because it's the intentional focus of what you desire that will override the anxiety and put you in power rather than being split, not knowing what it is you want. And the fifth and maybe one of the most important reasons you should give yourself a fresh start is you're feeling bogged down. If you're feeling bogged down and your feet feel like they're dragging and hauling a lot of baggage, which is giving you that weight and feeling like you're going through the molasses right now, and you're, you know, kind of holding on to those past things and you're being pulled by the universe as we go, as I said, sucked into the vortex, but you're finding that your self-talk and that chatter and the mistakes you've made in the past, or if you're ever going to move beyond those illusions and you feel like that you're responsible for everything at the same time in your reality, and how are you going to make your reality match your inner vibration, or your inner vibration match your reality? Whew, that's a lot to think about. And what I also want you to know is I get it. As you know, I'm on this journey with you. And I'm going through a lot of things personally of letting go of past things that have bogged me down. And in that, it's in so many ways from a standpoint of every area of my life all at the same time. That in itself is challenging. We're releasing those familial, family, generational, energetic connections that we have embodied to take on, to carry out in the bloodline to clear. So not all of this is ours. We literally in the womb take on the energy of our mom in order to carry out through this lifetime what it is we're clearing for the generations through the womb of the mom. And so you have to sometimes in this bogged down feeling, take a look and see what is this is really mine. So I encourage you, if you feel bogged down and you feel this negative chatter, you need to pause and say, is this really me? Or is this coming from something in another timeline of maybe another path, a life that I've been in? Or is it coming through the generations that I'm, you know, holding on to? Or is it maybe even coming from external circumstances and other people around you, that those around you are also going through their stuff? And maybe energetically you're absorbing that for people, and not to mention the collective. So, you know, we're all feeling this collective energy. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and we are transmuting that. But if we go back to what I said, and we choose to shift our perception and give ourselves an opportunity to change that chatter into something different, and to get excited, enthusiastic, and to know it's our choice to choose joy and happiness. And how we go about it, I'm not going to say it's going to negate or bypass everything that we're talking about here, but it can help you find and experience a new way within yourself that you handle it going forward, so you stop your old patterns in it, which is what the point is. So if you found any one of these five reasons you should give yourself a fresh start resonating with you, then it is time to consider making a fresh start in your life. You know, don't look at it from a dismay or the negativity. Try to look at it as the change you need to make can be exciting, where there's a new beginning, and where the plan to the next step is something you could decide on what it is your life looks like. And that the key in all of this is that this is knowledge and wisdom, and there's something about what's happening for you to learn. And so don't just sit on this information, this knowledge, and this wisdom, and all these things that you're going through and hope that something gets better. Know that it is your choice to choose the actions you take and that you need to make so that you can act on it, so that you can then expect that the change will come in your favor. And that is partially the quantum leap that we're going through to reach your next level. So thank all of you for your love, your support. Make sure to get plugged into that Restart Guidebook and the 10-Day Fresh Start Challenge. And also, don't forget to get your card deck below. And I want to thank all of you again for your votes. Make sure to like, comment, share the shine, and make sure to connect with me on Instagram or Facebook so that you can follow more of the tips that I'm offering for that fresh start. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.